Although it seems that more and more people are turning to NLP as a source of training to get what they want in life. On this recording, I'll give you some insights about why this may be, and perhaps how you can take your life to the next level using these techniques. My name's Terry Alston. I'm a trainer of NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy. My first recollection of NLP was I was on a holiday with a friend of mine, and he had an allergy to cats. Now, there was an NLP practitioner there, and in about 20 minutes of them working together, the allergy had gone completely. Now, at that time, I was dabbling in a little personal coaching, self-development work with people, but there was nothing in a coaching manual or self-development manual that could work on such a deep level so quickly. Then I went to see the same person to clear out some beliefs I had about relationships. And after just one session, I had a whole new outlook on life and fell in love, I'd say for the first time ever in my life. Then I learned that NLP can be used in business and for a whole myriad of intervention and practices that make it so attractive to get trained myself. At that time, I wanted autonomy, a good lifestyle, to choose my own working hours, and a quantum leap in the depth of relationships around me. Now that this has all happened, my life is as good as my imagination. For instance, after finishing a training in Sweden, I declared to my good friend Suzanne that I wanted to be involved on a wider scale, more influential worldwide. Within 3 days, I got a call from the cabinet office in Whitehall and then went on to deliver a training and do one-to-one coaching with some of the senior civil servants in the cabinet office. Now, this kind of result is more by now from using NLP, and my students are reporting exactly the same successes. So what is NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming? Well, the neuro is all about the neurons in your body and how they interrelate. By the way, there's literally billions of them sending and receiving messages every second. Linguistic, which is about all communication, verbal and nonverbal, and then the programming, which is about the process behind how you do anything in life or the deep patterning. Okay, well, that might be a little bit technical for some of us, but in simple terms, it's about how you code all of your experiences, what you like, what you dislike, your belief systems, what you believe, what you don't believe, what you're thinking, or even the ability to communicate and change those codes at will. There are many ways that NLP has found to get into those codes. One which is by now well known as through our senses, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, or tactile, and the labeling system known as AD. Through knowing if somebody is primarily visual, for instance, you can supply information in their way to give them pictures of what they want. Or if it's auditory, make the program sound good to them. If tactile, you have to give them a test drive of what you are doing and getting into. If labeling, or the system we call AD, you need to show them logically and in a structured way how something works. For them, it's got to make sense. In business, research tells us that about 50% of managers use this AD, or this labeling system, as their primary communication type. Knowing this will give you a huge advantage over somebody who has no idea how to be flexible in their communication. For instance, if your primary sense you like to use is tactile and you like the way something feels, you may not be able to successfully communicate with the AD labeling type because they just won't get into your emotive style. Visual types will get frustrated at tactile types because visual likes fast, speedy language, and tactile wants a slow, deep process, a big lung-filling process that feels right. So just having this basic knowledge will start to make you unconscious and skillful using language effectively. One of the cornerstones of NLP is the ability and importance of rapport. NLP has taken apart this concept of rapport and made it into a process, so you can gain rapport with any person at any time. From studies done by Ray Birdwistell in 1951 and then Albert Mehrabian in 1970, we've discovered that of all effective communication, only 7% are the words themselves. So what did he say? You may ask. Yeah, that's right, 7%. So what are we really looking at and listening to if it's not the words? Well, what we're taking most notice of is the body language and tone of voice. You see, the unconscious mind or deeper mind is looking for the clues about what you are really saying by watching your eyes, looking at the skin tone, the body posture, breathing, and a whole lot more to get its real information. It is also listening for tones and inflections of the voice for the information. After that, the words are a small source of the information. Now, this may differ from country to country, we know that, and from context to context, yet research has proven that these figures are more or less accurate. On our training courses, we show you how true this is by using body language to get somebody else to agree with you, even though they would normally strongly disagree. The process of gaining rapport is matching and mirroring. In other words, if you like someone, then your bodies and voices will naturally come together, like a dance. I like you. If you don't like somebody, then the bodies and voices naturally will move away from each other. This process that your unconscious mind naturally follows, this gives you an advantage when in meetings or in relationships. A lot of my business has taken off because I know how to use my body and voice. If you're a presenter, for instance, and you need to give certain messages at certain times, your ability to tell the people there whether you are what's really important that they should listen to, or that is funny, will depend on how you use your body and voice. If you tell them one thing and have incongruent body or voice, or in other words, your words aren't matching your body language, then they won't go with it. It's the same even if you're telling a story. If the storyteller gives confusing body language or inflection of voice, then his story or her story won't fly. Of course, I can only give examples of voice here, but on our trainings we show you all the different body postures that tell people the message you want to put across. Information, laughter, thinking inside, or appealing or pleading postures. One of my students recently, which is about 2 weeks ago, wanted to try this out. So in a break, she went out to get a haircut and ended up getting a top hair designer to cut her hair for only £35 when he normally charges hundreds of pounds. This was all through rapport techniques. Also, one of our trainers managed and was employed to negotiate a £1 million loan from a government grant office that had already told them there was no money in the budget for this. Of course, you need to use integrity when applying these powerful techniques. And we recommend that you get training from reputable companies that employ good ethics. When you see how to use this to deliver the kind of training that's got good ethics, you will notice how there is enough for everybody without having to manipulate anybody. All you're really doing here is to respect another person's world or other people's worlds by being in their world, by being like them, so you can communicate on the deepest level. Of course, language itself is very important, even though we've just said it counts for only about 7% of all effective communication. Aside from using language for the senses, as we talked about earlier, there are certain language patterns that are literally the glue that keeps our worlds together. When you learn how to use language to create pathways for your important messages, or how to dig deep into somebody else's vague language to cause change, you're becoming a very useful, skillful communicator. Indeed, people like Derren Brown and a lot of politicians already using NLP language patterns today, advertising using it all the time. And the point here is, do you want a quantum leap in your effectiveness with language, or just keep reacting the same way, getting the same results? On our trainings, we show you how the expert communicators what they do and how they're doing it, and you will be able to do that too. Now, using NLP, get the direct codes for your beliefs and likes and dislikes. On our trainings, we'll demonstrate how to change something that you like chocolate, into a disgust in just in minutes, or how to change your belief that's been around forever. So we're using something here called submodalities, which you may not have heard of before, but it's how your mind and body encode things. How do you know whether to go away from something or go towards something that's attractive? As you can see, this is just a taste of the many ways NLP can get inside this and change things effectively and gracefully. If you're wondering how you can start using NLP, there are many ways. Our 2-day course will give you an experience of the techniques at fantastic value and without committing yourself to a full training. People who come off this course consistently report it's one of the most powerful experiences they have had. Our 7-day training covers all of the curriculum of NLP, plus you get timeline therapy and hypnotherapy included. Our courses are fully certified and backed by the major organizations worldwide. In the UK, that's the ANLP, and in the US, that's the ABNLP. The way we can train you this so quickly in the 7 days is because we supply you with pre-study material, which have the whole of an NLP training on it, which are edited down for you. And also there's 2 DVDs which show us doing all of the techniques of NLP in the training room. Plus we give you a free book on NLP as well. Now, not many other companies go to this effort to get you such a fantastic training. Not many other companies give you DVDs either. See, what you'll have is the ability to learn NLP in the comfort of your own home. All the informational parts that you don't have to be in the training room for. Then you come to the training room to get the hands-on experiential part, which is also essential to burn in this information. And so you'll be seeing the results as soon as you finish. Students tell us that this way of learning surpasses all others that they've ever done. You really come away with the ability to start practicing immediately. So call us now. If you know you're interested, if you know you want to get inside this and do it, give me a call now. Any other questions you've got, or if you just want to book on a course, it's a free number. It's 0800 074 6425 or internationally 0044 1273 220 897. This has been Terry Alston. I really hope I'll be speaking to you very shortly.